Hello and welcome back to Sports Report Podcast. I'm Billy.
I'm Alejandro.
And I'm Aiden.
Today we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We've been gone for like 3 weeks, so it's going to be a lot. Alejandro's back with us today. He's been gone for a long time, for a couple episodes, and
yeah. We
have him back now. A lot of NBA stuff to talk about as well, so let's get into that with Nikola Vucevic, the center for the Magic, who signed a four-year, $100 million deal with Orlando. A big contract for him.
It was a wise re-sign by the Magic after a playoff season and all-star season for Vucevic.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good signing. You know, he's kind of their only real centerpiece as of right now. You have Markel Fultz,
and
kind
this,
of as
yeah.
kind of a growing piece, but, you know, he has not been able to get on the floor.
And in this market, with the demand for Vucevic and, like, other centers, it was definitely worth it for the Magic.
Yeah.
They did what they had to do. There were other teams who were interested in his services and were, like, better teams, so they offered him a good contract, and he obviously took it.
Yeah. It's certainly
a comfortable decision, too.
Yeah, it's a big contract for Magic, but as we said before, he's really their only centerpiece, and they need to keep him right now, or else they would fall off a lot as of right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't carry a team with Mo Bamba and Jonathan Isaac, as they really haven't performed that well. As a young player.
So, in a surprising turn of events, the Brooklyn Nets signed both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and right after free agency started.
Yeah, so both these deals, they took discounts also so that they could sign DeAndre Jordan as well. He came along.
They were originally reported as max deals, but
yeah. He signed, I think it was 3-year, $10 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
The contract with the Nets. It should be interesting for the Nets this upcoming season to have Kyrie.
They don't have Durant immediately because he was injured in the playoffs.
In the finals against Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to see how Kyrie will carry a young team. It kind of seems familiar as a...
Yeah, I question them, kind of.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that works
out.
That
first year is a make or break, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because Cameron Durant's not going to be there. So Kyrie Irving could, like...
And we don't know how Durant's going to look when he comes back
from
his injury.
This could be really good for the Nets or really bad. But it was a risk worth taking for the Nets, who have been bad for seasons. They were made fun of.
Yeah.
So you don't pass up on the chance to sign these two caliber players of this caliber.
Yeah. I thought if they didn't get Durant as well as Kyrie, like, it wouldn't be worth it to sign Kyrie.
Yeah,
just because, you know, you could have kept D'Lo instead, but they got both of them. So I think it's a great move for the Nets now that they have both of them. If it was just Kyrie, I would look down on the move, but it looks good.
Well, that's what you thought, because you wouldn't have Kyrie just signing. So when I saw that Kyrie was signing with them, you knew something else was coming.
Yeah.
The Nets weren't that foolish. They weren't just going to sign Kyrie. They saw what happened in Boston, but that could happen in the first year. That's a risk.
Yeah, Kyrie messing up the chemistry in the first year would definitely be detrimental.
He's definitely a questionable personality at this point in his career. He forced his way out of Cleveland, and there was definitely reports that he, like, isolated his teams and didn't talk to them.
Yeah.
And then in Celtics, the same thing happened, except it was even worse because he even talked against them in the media and, like, a lot of other stuff.
After saying that he was going to come back as well.
Exactly. And, like, you also saw the reports that his behavior was affecting the Celtics in negative ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely a risk, especially that first year where they won't have a Durant.
Mm.
But hopefully Kyrie behaves himself because he has two friends in Durant and DeAndre Jordan joining him in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and Kyrie's been supposedly talking about this New York move or just the move back to Brooklyn since like midseason.
Yeah.
It's kind of snaky, but, you know.
Yeah, it shows that you weren't committed to your last team.
Yeah.
As you got reports that he was talking to Spencer Dinwiddie, talking about the prospect of joining him in New York.
And I think that probably paid a big part in the chemistry issues with Kyrie. Because
you can't trust that dude. He's supposed to be your leader.
Yeah,
and
he's just going to leave.
Fly out the door, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
along with that move that sent in the Durant tie-in trade, it sent D'Angelo Russell to the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. Kind of confusing for Golden State for why they, like, did that, because you're going to have Curry now
Yeah.
And D'Angelo Russell to point guards who are shooting first.
You can play Clay at the small forward.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Clay, yeah, that's
well,
Clay
the
will
idea
be
that they're
out.
Going for.
Yeah.
You have to
plus
see
he'll be
yeah.
injured.
We'll have to see
so,
how it works out, honestly. And you won't know.
D'Angelo
you can just
be
play a, interchangeable guards.
D'Angelo is going to be interesting as like a they might like shooting guard or they're probably going to
yeah.
play Curry at shooting guard, I would think.
I think D'Lo because he's taller.
I think he'll play an interchangeable.
Because Curry's
too.
A shooting guard, but he's just too small to play shooting guard.
Yeah, but Curry's also a better passer.
Yeah.
But for the Warriors, the intent of the signing was clear. It was just so they wouldn't leave with Kevin Durant empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant wouldn't leave them empty-handed. They'd get something back.
Yeah.
They also did give up a first-round pick. And to make the salary cap work, they also had to trade on veteran Andre Iguodala.
To the Grizzlies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to the Grizzlies. It was still there.
Mm.
All right. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits with the Warriors. But you'll honestly have to see it. We won't know. But right now, the backcourt looks weak for them. Well, not weak defensively, I meant. That's not great because both D'Lo and Steph Curry are questionable defenders.
All right. So moving on to the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
The replacement for Kyrie Irving. They found him in Kemba Walker.
In a sign and trade.
Signed.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign and trade. Terry Rozier going to
Terry
Charlotte,
to
Kemba going to the Celtics.
Yeah, so Kemba signs on a max 4-year, well, 3-1 last year player option, $141 million. And Terry Rozier signs with an honestly overpriced 3 years, $58 million. Very questionable move
yeah.
by the Hornets.
Also, the Celtics also signed Enes Kanter. To a bargain 2-year, $10 million.
That was a
deal.
Very good, smart move by the Celtics organization.
Because
they need rebounding, they need someone at the center position. And it's
yeah.
someone who gives you effort and gets good boards, and he's just a decent player.
And he's a good personality for, I think.
He's a good locker room.
Yeah,
guy.
Good locker room presence. And he's, you know, $5 million
yeah.
a year.
He's definitely an example.
And he's a
starting
caliber
player. He played
player.
Through like a dislocation soldier in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's definitely a figure that you could like want your young guys to model.
He will definitely
real
he'll cheap. Definitely be a starter too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be a starter on probably one of the cheapest contracts for a starter in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
he
know.
Probably could have gotten more.
More.
I mean, he probably could have gotten more, but probably Ainge probably sold them on starting. Like
yeah.
a good
and
team
playing for the Celtics.
Or playoff team, yeah. Probably what sold them.
Mm.
So he signs with the Celtics there as they try to rebuild their team after also Al Horford leaves the Celtics to join the Philadelphia 76ers. It was a
that
huge contract
big
for
contract.
A 34-year-old.
The Celtics certainly weren't willing to give him that much
it
money.
It was, I think, 4 years, like 100-something million.
Yeah.
It was kind of outrageous.
And it's like
$84
million guaranteed, which is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I think the move obviously is going to pay its dividends the first, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Because Al Horford's aged really well, and he's such a value player. He's definitely worth the money the first 2 years. But when he's, like, 36 and 37,
he's gonna,
I don't see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's not – it's kind
it.
Of a win-now move
it
type
is.
Of deal.
Yeah, that's what I see.
But they're going to be stuck with that contract at the end,
yeah.
at the end of that contract, and it's going to be really bad for them.
I can't see them looking at that as a good move
yeah.
unless they win a championship. Because
it's kind of you got
yeah
their window with that contract is the next 2 years for a championship, and if they can't pull that off, it's just going to be
there's going to be staring at 37-year-old earning like 40 million.
Yeah, and your cap situation is going
to
be horrible, and
you're
gonna you got
to hope Joel Embiid stays healthy as well.
Yeah, and you can't really sign any new players to kind of fill out that roster at that
yeah.
point because you already have Ben Simmons,
but,
Tobias Harris.
I mean, we can't undermine what they got.
All this money.
They got a good locker room presence.
Yeah.
Solid player. I mean, a really good player who has impact on and off the ball. And especially they got rid of the weakened the opponent who, like, stopped Al Horford, who stopped Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important for him.
I think even though they made these moves, they're probably not even the best team in the East yet. So I don't think it's going to pay really.
But they're up there.
Yeah, but you ultimately won a championship.
It's definitely a more competitive East now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of
well,
a winner nothing move.
Was better.
And I don't think they're going to win off of this. So, to me, I think they probably should have stayed where they were, not signed Horford, and saved the money and kind of just fill out the roster instead.
I can't write them off right now.
I don't know. You have the Bucks, and then even if you win the East, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference because you still have the Clippers, and as much as I hate to say it, the Lakers, the Jazz, all those teams coming out of the West that I think are certainly better than the Sixers.
Yeah, but you can see what they're doing
right now.
Like, I don't like.
Yeah, I
mean,
you can
see
what they're
doing.
They're
making a nice, they made a nice roster.
Yeah,
you play the best in the East now.
Yeah,
it's just how it matches. Like last season, they didn't give their core enough time, and then Jimmy Butler was out here. Oh yeah, we can also talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jimmy Butler just bolted.
Yeah,
that team obviously had potential. Like they took the eventual champions to seven.
Mm.
So I don't know if they give enough time to gel and stuff, it might work.
All right, some people that re-signed in free agency, which were very few people generally. There was a lot of big moves.
Yeah.
But Klay Thompson re-signed with the Warriors.
On a max 5-year 190, I think.
I think so.
Warriors saved a little bit because Klay did not make an all-defensive or all-NBA, so they didn't have to say a supermax. So just
and Klay,
max.
He didn't really get cheated because of his injury at all either. They
yeah.
gave him all the money, which he does deserve. As
yeah,
he's been a great player.
He's not. I'm not going to change too much after the injury. He never relied on his athleticism too much.
Mm.
He's just a
good, more of a spot up shooter
and great defender. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we signed with the Mavericks.
Mm. That was a good move for them, obviously, because
yep.
you have to re-sign him.
It was a risk, but they had to take it with the roster.
Yeah, you know him and Luka are going to look really good. I think
yeah.
in the future,
that's their hope.
It's going to be that team's going to look really nice.
Yeah, hope Porzingis comes back. Well, because he was dominating with the Knicks before he got injured, remember? I think he was like an early MVP in like Dark Horse.
Mm.
He was like getting like 2 blocks a game. He was getting like averaging like 20 something.
Yeah. The West, like right now,
so
there's teams that are going to miss the playoffs that like I think are stacked still. I mean,
yeah.
There's going to be a
so
lot of
good
teams,
teams
that don't end up making the playoffs.
I know, yeah.
And there are teams like the Mavericks and the Pelicans, which are up and coming.
Yeah. The New Orleans Lakers.
Yeah, basically.
With Zion.
Plus Zion.
And Jackson Hayes. Jackson Hayes.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick, yeah.
That was a good veteran presence for the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Small forward Harrison Barnes also re-signed with the Kings.
This
four
is
year,
kind of what you expected
idea.
After he turned down his like 25 million player option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You expected him. He must have had some guarantee from some team, and it was just the Kings. We signed for a hefty contract. He's not worth as much in the market, I thought, but... He got the contract.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot of big contracts ever since the contract with
champion.
Yeah, and then he got that contract from Dallas.
Mavericks, yeah,
and then he got traded to Sacramento, and now he's getting big deals from them. He's a great, like, kind of average starter player. He can put up big numbers every once in a while, but
he's a good defender.
Yeah,
he got those nice like 1600 whatever for the 15 Warriors in the championship. He was like that small forward. He was just thrown out the door.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant joined, obviously.
He's a pretty good player. $85 million, maybe not
that's
completely
okay,
worth
yeah.
it, but in today's market,
too.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. He's going to be paying. He's going to get being paid when he's like 30. Over
yeah.
30, so
mm-hmm.
questionable move.
His contract expires in 2023, but he's 31. So they do get him for his prime, though, so they have him up into early. So... You know, maybe he makes a jump. I don't know. But Terry Rozier signed with the Hornets through that signing trade that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, questionable by the Hornets.
Yeah. They don't really have anything,
especially because
right
I think
now, so.
You would think they're trying to save money, but I'm pretty sure this move still puts them like into like the tax or at least hit the hard cap.
Yeah,
their
contracts are really bad because they got Nicholas Batum and.
He's overpaid because Batum's overpaid. The Hornets team makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're overpaying role players.
They're probably the worst team in the league next year.
Yeah, they don't have a chance.
They have nothing besides for Rozier, and he was a backup player in Boston.
Who never
Miles
shot,
Bridges.
Who
was very
overpaid. Never shot over 40% in his career.
Miles Bridges, yes, but
that's
I don't think.
Player,
did he even make an
all
rookie team?
I think he might have, but he averaged like 11.
Yeah, he's not. He's
just
not
for
really
guys.
Yeah. He's more of a college player. That's really all he was known for.
Yeah.
So, you have Rozier there. It's
even
gonna be
Jeremy Lamb left.
He did?
Yeah. I forgot where he went to. I know he left, though.
Well, I mean...
Nobody wants to be there.
Why would you want to be there? I mean, South Carolina...
Yeah, he went to
Pacers.
Yeah, he went to Pacers. That's what I thought.
North Carolina.
Pacers are making a nice squad.
Honestly. Jonas Valanciunas signed a 3-year, $45 million with the Memphis Grizzlies after opting out of $20 million option.
I like what they do because they have Jaren Jackson, they have Ja Morant, and now they have Valanciunas. That was a nice move.
Mm. They still have Iguodala, right?
Yeah, but they're still going to change him. He doesn't fit their timeline whatsoever.
Yeah, Valanciunas.
They're asking too much for him.
Put up good numbers at the end of the season.
He's a good rebounder.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how he performs with Memphis. Now he has Ja passing to him, the Summer League champion, Memphis Grizzlies, all those players.
Yeah,
so.
Brandon Clark had a really good summer league.
They have good young core. Valanciunas
that was
still
a good pick. Brandon Clark, they got him like at 22.
Yeah, he was a good steal. And he was projected a little earlier as well.
He was, yeah, a lot earlier.
And then,
he was projected, projected higher than around Hachimura. I'm taking ninth.
Yeah, he was a good.
He's taking high though. So I don't know.
Yeah. The Bucks made some moves. Chris Middleton signed back on a big deal. I think it was like $178 million.
It was like almost max.
No, I think it
was crazy.
I don't know, but Chris Middleton's not worth that.
Yeah,
but
he's not worth
obviously,
it,
you gotta
to
secure
that,
him. Yeah.
Yeah, but they had to make the move because they had to prove to Giannis that they're gonna pay like they're gonna pay a roster around him.
Yeah.
And they had no replacement for him.
And they also re-signed Brook Lopez, who was really good last year, expanding his three-point shot. They signed him to like a 3-year, $50 million deal, I'm pretty sure, somewhere around there.
Yeah, the Chris Middleton move, after you win like 60 games, you try not to move your roster too much just to like keep your star players happy and stuff.
Mm. Detroit signed Derrick Rose, who had kind of a average year in Minnesota after
he had like a
back.
He started off like pretty well. He was averaging like 18 like off the bench efficiently. Second half of the season he like fell off.
I think
like 30% from three.
It's a cheap deal for Detroit. You know Reggie Jackson's really not getting it done.
I like to see Derrick Rose isn't on a minimum anymore. That was undeserved. After the last few years he was on a minimum. That's not right for him.
He's on 2 years, $15 million. It's pretty cheap for Derrick.
But he gets injured. We obviously know the injury history. He got injured last season too. Everybody.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
It'll be kind of interesting to see him with Blake and Andre though.
Yeah,
if Blake
they
doesn't
need
get traded,
point guard because Reggie Jackson was their other starting point guard. He's very questionable for the starting point guard.
Yeah, and they've had him for a long time.
They just signed him from the Thunder for no reason.
Yeah,
because he was a nice backup for Westbrook, and then he's not a starter.
One questionable move that I have here is Nikola Mirotic, the former Bucks power forward, played for the Bulls. He was a pretty good player, starting caliber,
really decent,
good role player.
He averaged like 18 with the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did with the Bucks, but he had a good playoffs. And he's just a really good three-point shooter.
He decided to go back to Europe and play for FC Barcelona's basketball team instead of signing a contract with the NBA.
Yeah.
Which was just really
weird. He
must have
gotten good money or something because he wasn't went back close to his home, I think. That's what I read. He wanted to be closer to his home.
Yeah, I might.
But I'm
trying to figure out what his contract is with Barcelona.
Yeah.
Where is this?
The thing is, he's a 6-year contract.
Yeah, he had interest from the Mavericks and the Jazz.
Yeah, because
he decided to go.
6-year contract.
6-year contract worth $79.7 million.
Okay, I would take that.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So I'm gonna be their star player now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you go back home for him. I understand the move.
And
it's not good for the NBA.
You're locked for 6 years too. So Mirotić is probably gonna play the remainder of his career in Barcelona instead of
Barcelona's
in the NBA.
A really nice city. I would take that.
Yeah, especially when you're a role player in the NBA, it's like. You know, you do your thing for a few years, get your money, and then you go over there and get
because that's like
a bunch of money.
So.
Yeah, and he's going to be the best player on the team probably and the most famous. So it's good for him.
Just not the NBA. You know, people want him.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to have more marketing opportunities and opportunity to be the guy
in
Barcelona than what he would get in the NBA. So as a marketing strategy, it's definitely worth a lot more. And they're securing him. I don't think anybody would give Mirotić a 6-year deal in the NBA. But they're going to secure
him over
there.
Not bad. It's the second best league in the world. So.
No, it's one of the best like leagues besides for the NBA.
Second best. Easily. Yeah. Okay.
The Knicks screwed up a lot.
After
they made
failing,
a lot of average signings.
After failing to sign Kevin
Durant
and
Kyrie
Irving. They just had went on a rampage of signing role players.
Yeah. So their biggest signing was Julius Randle. Yay.
We have a really good young player, but doesn't belong though.
Yeah. 3 years, $63 million.
He got paid, but that's about it.
The Knicks then stole Marcus Morris from the Spurs, 1 year, $15 million.
I was shocked by that because that's the Spurs, and they just it's a respectable organization. You think you commit to them?
Yeah. And
then
the Spurs
he just
got robbed.
Ran away from, like, that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah. To play for the Knicks too.
Yeah.
On a 1 year deal instead of a two, which is what the Spurs were offering.
I think it was like 2 year 20. So he
2 years
20. 1 year 15.
Yeah. He improved his salary.
To be fair, he's obviously improving. He's not going to get paid less than $5 million next season.
The Knicks also signed Taj Gibson to a 2 year $20 million deal. Hasn't really been relevant for like 3 years.
He can pay more than Derrick Rose and stuff.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
No.
He's got ten points max. I think it was like last season.
The Knicks,
he's a decent rebounder.
The Knicks are questionable. They had then signed shooting guard Wayne Ellington to a two-year $60 million deal.
Yeah, and he had interest in other teams. He's a really good three-point shooter.
Yeah. Then they went on, and they also signed Bobby Portis. So they have a lot of forwards, too, because Julius Randle's a power forward. Marcus Morris is a small forward, power forward. Taj Gibson, power forward. And you have Bobby Portis, who's a power forward.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't. They just loaded their power forward spot for no reason.
Yeah. They just have a bunch of power forwards.
They'll probably play Taj Gibson at the center.
They probably won't play him at all.
I don't know. The Knicks are probably tanking so hard that they're going to play Taj Gibson at the point guard. They're going to have Marcus Morris at shooting guard. Julius Randle at small forward.
And then stick Dennis
Wayne Ellington, they're going to stick him up power forward.
And then stick
Dennis
Smith
center.
At center.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
That's the lineup. David Fizdale, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we just need Dennis Smith post-ups.
He's going to post up Taco.
Yeah.
Wherever Taco goes, he's going to post him up.
The Celtics are attempting to arrange a
contract
with Taco.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the Knicks, they're just honestly like,
they're called the Mecca of basketball, yet nobody wants to be
so
there.
They're so frustrating.
Like, what?
They have so much cap space. They have two max slots, and this is what they do with it. They have no cap space anymore.
It's kind of sad how fundable they are.
I
because
know.
You, they have the max slots, and everybody's like, we're getting Zion, we're getting. And then everybody else was like, you're not getting everyone, you're going to be crying. And then everyone, that's exactly
this
what
is
happens.
What happens. It happens
exactly
every year. The Lakers, they can do that because people actually want to go to LA and they want to play for the Lakers.
Because they're broken, but not as broken as the Knicks.
Yeah. The Knicks are completely broken. They don't have hot weather to attract anybody.
And the sad thing is, they're a big market.
Mm.
Arguably one of the most legendary franchises, and they still mess it up year after year.
But there's also the Nets, which are much more appetizing than the Knicks. And you're a few blocks away. So it's like, just go to the Nets.
Yeah, I feel like it's starting to lose its lure, the Madison Square Garden.
Mm.
Obviously, they were just like, well, Brooklyn's right there. They have a better culture. They have a better young coach. Obviously, Fizdale's not bad, but they have, like, new people. They have hungry owners. I'll go there.
Yeah, it's just a much better fit for anybody. The Knicks are going down a dark, deep hole. Yeah, it's not fun.
If you don't want to know where it goes, you can just watch Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, let's just watch him. That man, the Knicks are driving that man insane.
He's going to be bald next season.
I know. The Knicks owner needs to put down his jazz stuff because he's – you know how James Dolan, like, is, like, banned? He does jazz stuff. He doesn't even care about basketball. He tries to. No one listens to your jazz, James Dolan. I'm sorry. No one listens to it. I think he does jazz, but no one listens to it. Okay. You're a horrible owner.
Yikes.
Sell the team.
Yikes.
Sell it.
He's going
to someone who actually wants to win. Someone wants to win this city, bring the city something, because you're just making yourself look bad the more years that you keep the team. So sell it. You're going to make your image better. You can do your jazz. You can roll in $2 billion, $3 billion probably, because it's the Knicks. You can let someone else make the decisions instead of you, and you can spend all this money on people that are actually good. These people want to actually come to your team, because guess what? The owner who takes it over will probably know what he's doing, because it's probably not that hard to take over a team that's in a big main market who has a – great history, who has plays in Madison Square Garden and has a buttload of money, and you can't do that. It's the easiest task in the world, and you can't do it. You're an idiot. Okay, figure it out. I'm done. I'm done right
now. Yeah, even the Lakers. Yeah, Magic Johnson went on TV, trashed them, and they still have a better roster. Like, they still have a contending roster.
Yeah,
it's.
You could put, you can put a random Knicks fan as the owner. Fan.
Just go down the street, see the first
pick
dude in
one
a
up.
Knicks jersey. You're the owner.
Yeah. And he'll probably
better.
Do better.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right.
Because they actually care about the team.
We have a lot more.
Going back to the Sixers, Jimmy Butler left the Sixers. He expressed a desire to leave and was signed and traded in a complicated move. For Josh Rich, which sent Josh Richardson to the Sixers.
Which is a good move for the Sixers.
And then sent Derek Jones Jr. and someone else to the Mavs. I think it was in someone to the Clippers. It was just a complicated move.
There's a lot of movement.
The Heat's salary. So it was a really complicated, bunch of complicated moves to make it all work salary-wise.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Butler's in Miami now.
Yeah, a lot of movement. Jimmy going to Miami. There was rumors that Russell Westbrook was going to go there, but he didn't. Chris Paul, they're still looking at that, but
they're still growing. Jimmy Butler was also reportedly offered a max by the Sixers, but he did not want to be there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler really doesn't want to be anywhere, it seems. So hopefully
isn't this his fourth team in
like
4 years?
He went Bulls,
he
went to the Timberwolves,
and then he went to Sixers,
and
then
fourth.
Fourth team. Nice job, Jimmy.
He really, I guess people can't live up to his level. He has to teach everybody.
It's crazy. You think that could be at the Timberwolves?
Nah. Well, played with on the Timberwolves? He put like all the good players and all the young players who thought they were good on one team, and he went with a bunch of scrubs.
Yeah.
And then he supposedly destroyed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy.
His time with the Timberwolves was just a meme. It was funny.
Yeah, Jimmy. I don't know what he's doing. He's a little crazy. But I think he just wants to win. I don't know. He wants to be the leader. Definitely wants to be the
leader.
That's
why he went to Miami.
Yeah, and because there's no one else in Miami. And I guess he's trying to take the throne of Dwayne Wade. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what D-Wade said on a post.
He did? Yeah.
He said you can't have number three. He's like, welcome to Miami, and no, you can't have number three.
Yeah, he can't have
You can't have my locker room and something else.
Okay, you can't have my locker, you can't have my number, and yeah.
And he's like, enjoy Miami.
What, do you think they're ever going to win a championship? Like,
Miami?
When Butler's on the team, yeah.
No,
I don't think they will.
He's really hungry for championships.
I think it will be an interesting team, but like, I don't think they're going to do much. They'll probably be a 7 seed.
Because Jimmy wants one championship, but he also wants to be like the main figure on it.
Yeah.
And
which
I just don't see that happening.
He's not the number one star on a team. He can be like the number two or the number three, but he can't be
the number one.
He doesn't
see that.
He's just not that level of player.
That's the thing. There's two conflicting things. He's really competitive, but he also wants to be the first option.
Yeah.
It just it can't happen. Jimmy's not competitive.
His ego outlet. Yeah, probably that's the word.
Yeah.
He's kind of getting in the way of him winning because he's never gonna be able to do that as of like right now. So,
well, Timberwolves team was right. Andrew Wiggins is overpaying. Doesn't want to play basketball really.
Yeah. All right. So that's gonna be it for the first half of the podcast. We'll be back with our next segment where we will be talking about Hassan Whiteside, Kawhi, who delayed everybody and made everybody angry, and then decided to tell us where he's signing at 3 a.m. because everybody's up at that hour. And we're also talking about how the Lakers, their danger.
Players,
yeah.
And
their
latest deals and rumors. And then we'll move on to other sports.
Yeah.
And stuff too.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome back into the second segment. And we are right back into the NBA with Hassan Whiteside, who was traded to Portland for Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard.
Yeah, good move for Portland while Nurkic gets healthy. And Whiteside obviously is the talent. In recent years, the problem has been his effort level.
And he's kind of falling off a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you got that huge contract, but then you obviously didn't live up to it. And obviously, you're not going to get away in Miami playing for Pat, like under Pat Riley. Like obviously, he's not the coach, but playing for his team
mm-hmm.
and not and having that kind of effort. It was really kind of disappointing, the effort he gave.
Yeah.
And he literally ended up playing like 18 minutes. So obviously, he had this attitude problem and stuff. So it's interesting to see if he. But like, there's obviously some like promising things because like when he got traded to Portland, he was very like enthusiastic about like on social media and stuff. So hopefully, he brings that same energy to the court.
Mm. If they have Whiteside and Nurkic, you have that combo, and then you have McCollum and Lillard as the guards.
Then you just need
really
a small
nice.
Forward.
Yeah. It's going to look really nice, I think. And especially you getting them for Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard. It's
yeah,
pretty
it's
good.
It's not a bad price to pay.
Yeah, I think Leonard was getting like, I think he was getting like $11 million a year. Something like that. He was on
he
bad contract.
He had a
contract.
Good conference finals, though.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
I think it's worth it, though. Definitely.
And then the biggest one for the agency.
Yeah. Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard signed with the Clippers. And then subsequently, literally like right afterwards, Paul George was announced
that
he was
traded
to the Clippers
for
a plethora.
Five first
Shea
round
Alexander,
picks, Gil- like a million.
Yeah, Shea Alexander, Gallinari, and like five picks. Five first rounders.
The best trade possible for the Thunder that they could ever
they,
get.
Yeah, because the team's
such
it was a rare
trade.
Scenario where the team had a bunch of leverage because they were like, yeah, we have Paul George.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
then
you need Paul George
then,
to get Kawhi.
Exactly.
So
the Clippers were just like, we have to give this up.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Give us all your assets.
Good on the Clippers for being aggressive and like knowing what the stakes are.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for both teams because the Clippers really look like they could be like the NBA champions next year.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have shied away, but like they've been hungry for a while, and Steve Ballmer and Jerry West are just like, this
yeah.
is our chance, and they just went in all
yeah.
in.
And yet again, the Thunder weren't really looking like they were going to be able to win a championship with the team
yeah.
they had anyway, so it was pretty smart to kind
of get rid of them.
Blow up the team, set up for probably what could be one of the best rebuilds in history
yeah.
ever.
I mean, they have so much picks. This is like Danny Ainge level, but like times two.
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
because of this
so
trade
much.
And a trade we'll talk about later with Marvin Russell Westbrook. Yeah.
How many combined picks do they have?
They have a ton.
Yeah,
I,
saw,
have,
well,
I think they have 11.
Yeah,
I saw like 9 or 11 like last time I
and
checked.
They had so
they
much.
A bunch.
Yeah.
And they have also a lot of swaps, which are like underrated. So
mm-hmm.
the other team is, does a, was a worse season, has a higher pick.
And there's not a lot of protections on any of them.
Oh, yeah, I know.
There are a lot of them are just unprotected.
Especially not like, and some of the ones are protected on like lottery protections.
And they're going like all the way to 2026, and we don't know what's going to, the NBA is going to be like by then. The Clippers could be done with their run by then. They could be bad.
They'll probably be done
you know,
with their run. Kawhi Leonard is. I mean,
they have picks from
zone.
Miami, too.
They could do some serious damage. It just all depends. We
yeah.
can't see that far in the future. And it was just a good move for the Thunder because you know they had like, the talent and stuff. It wasn't coming together. Like, you could see the injuries hit them every single time. Paul George got injured this time. Andre Roberson was supposed to be an integral part. He never came back from that injury.
Mm.
Like, he had complications. He still isn't back 2 years later.
Yep.
It's been out for such a long time.
The only time
while
it's
earning right. like $20 million, and then they had no cap space. So they couldn't make it, add any shooting, which is what they needed so desperately. Like their shooting was atrocious,
yeah.
and it cost them so badly.
Yeah, they're gonna have
but
a lot of cap space now.
Yeah,
despite for the
however,
they open up a bunch of cap
yeah,
space
however,
and they have
stuck
picks.
With Chris Paul.
Yeah,
they are stuck with Chris Paul, who they're shopping, but
they're most
importantly,
likely gonna
they're
keep.
Prepared to start the season with him now.
Yeah.
After stating that they will not, hopefully will not play, Chris Paul will hopefully not play in a Thunder uniform.
Mm.
But he's probably staying there now.
All right, the Lakers immediately post Kawhi signing, they went into panic mode and immediately spent $15 million carelessly on Danny Green. 2 years, $30 million.
I mean, that's not a bad pickup. Danny Green's a solid player.
Yeah, for $15 million, though.
Still
he's a good defender.
Yeah.
He's a really good defender, and they needed a guard.
They're a championship team, so you could slack on those moves because,
yeah.
you know, he's an integral championship party. So
adds good depth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's already won multiple championships. So
he knows what it takes.
Exactly. But because the locker room presence is, like, unmeasurable.
It's there, yeah. But you do have LeBron overshadowing that. So I think whenever you have a LeBron on a team and you have a locker room presence, it's just not going to mix well.
I think the Lakers made a lot of good picks considering how late they were carried into free agency.
Yeah, they got Troy Daniels.
Troy Daniels is a good shooter.
Jared Dudley
is a
good for
presence.
The Nets.
Yeah.
They re-signed JaVale McGee 2 years.
He's a good
points
projector
too.
And stuff. Yeah.
They signed Quinn Cook.
Good shooter.
They also signed DeMarcus Cousins for only $3.5 million.
That was a really good move.
A good move.
Really,
his stats are still really good. I don't know why he goes for so cheap now. But.
I guess it was just a mixture of his attitude, his injury, and just everything else. I don't know.
Mm.
Kind of unfortunate that a lot of teams could have used him, and then he just went to the Lakers.
Yeah. So the Lakers do look pretty good. They still look a little weak, like, in depth-wise, I still think.
And to cope with their depth, they're looking to move LeBron to the point guard position.
Yeah, which
I mean, it's not like he runs point guard a lot anyway. They just put him in as a small forward officially.
It's just kind of just changing what it's on paper.
Yeah, he brings the ball up anyway, so it doesn't make much of a difference.
It just gets rid of the 6'3" dude on the floor and replaces him with a taller dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Rockets traded Chris Paul and a plethora of picks for Russell Westbrook as the Thunder got rich in picks.
Yep.
As well.
This is a risky move for the Rockets. This could work out really well or awfully.
Yeah. You have two ball dominant guards that are all about their stats and their shooting and scoring.
Highest five usage rates. These two guys occupy all those five spots. Highest five turnover seasons. These guys occupy all those spots. These are just like guys who've just been heavily like all been called ball hogs like at least a million times.
When you look at the
stat patterns,
the Rockets next season, it's literally going to be Harden like 40 points, Westbrook like 40 points,
combined
70
shots,
and then the rest of the team's going to be like 1.1.
Yeah.
Clint Capella's going to have 1.1 points. He's going to have, like, nothing.
Yeah.
If Clint Capella doesn't get traded.
Nah. With the Westbrook trade, he's
I think they've settled with it.
Yeah, he's going to stay.
They were just trying to move, like, along from the roster because they didn't like where they were at.
Yeah. And
now
they found
they
Westbrook
moved,
was available
yeah.
after the Paul George trade, so.
Yeah. It just depends on how it works out. Russell Westbrook and Harden are going to have to coexist, and they're going to have to change their play styles. Both of them... This is up to D'Antoni, mostly because both of them don't move off the ball, and you can't have that.
Mm.
You can't have it, especially because Russell Westbrook doesn't space the floor, so he's going to have to be cutting. At least James Harden has the gravity outside the perimeter and like makes people come to him and he can shoot the ball. But Russell Westbrook can't, especially after his awful shooting season last season. He's going to have to cut, make turns, and like set screens, because he just can't stay sitting there. That's what he usually did at OKC.
True.
That can't happen.
Yeah. The Warriors, after Andre Iguodala got traded from them, their owner said that they're going to retire Iguodala's number 9.
They also are going to retire Kevin Durant's 35.
Yeah. I like those moves. I think Iguodala,
especially.
I don't think Durant was there for enough. It's kind of weird because
he did win them.
Won them championships. He meant a lot to them while he was there. So it makes sense from their point of view, but from an outside point of view, not as like a fan or whatever, it doesn't make as much sense to us, but I'm sure it's fine with them.
The NBA supposedly will be adding challenge flags for the coaches.
Yeah, the
to challenge
Board
calls.
Of Governors approved it.
I think that's actually a pretty good addition.
Yeah.
It's on, what is it on, Out of Bounds?
I don't know.
Some certain fouls.
It's only certain types of fouls, out of bounds, and...
I personally didn't like it because I was watching Summer League, and they had... That was in effect, and it was just slowing down the game. It's kind of, like... Nowadays, all the leagues right now are currently... Besides the NBA, apparently, are trying to speed up the games. Is
they
getting too
no,
slow?
No, they're all... That's the thing they're trying to. But those are trying to, like, incorporate digital stuff, and it's slowing down.
Yeah.
In soccer, you can just watch any company and stuff. They're just trying to implement VAR. It slows everything down. It kills the momentum, the tempo, everything. Hockey also reviews. It's annoying a lot of sports. When they get it right and like they move so smoothly and get the right decision, it's great. But a lot of the time, they just get hung up.
They take a very long time to process.
More commercial
over
breaks.
And over again, yeah.
Yeah.
The players come over and argue with them, and then they just talk with the other referee. It's just really complicated.
Just,
really
they need a more specific, like... A
efficient,
simpler way
yeah.
and more efficient way of just getting through it.
And it's kind of annoying because that's not the point of sports. When they wrote down the rules, it was just the like, key limitations of the sport. It wasn't so that people would follow him so meticulously. So they were like, yeah, that touched the side of his left pinky finger. That's not what it was meant to happen. They were meant so like
and we didn't live with replays
exactly.
like all the way. Like,
they weren't it weren't it wasn't meant it was meant so a dude wouldn't pick up the ball and just walk up in soccer or something.
Yeah. And we lived without those and the game was fine. And
I feel like the human
technology.
Human aspect of the referee is part of the game. And so is like missed calls, like arguing like, oh, that was a missed call and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of annoying where the games are going. And the NBA is joining that. But at least there'll only be one challenge per game for each coach, so there will be a limit on it.
And it's not like you can challenge whatever
everything.
You want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a good job of limiting what you can challenge, whereas the NFL added more things you can challenge.
Yes. Including pass interference, which...
Yeah.
Although after the New Orleans incident, it...
Made sense.
I'm okay with it.
Makes a lot of sense, but still.
It just
like, pass interference basically happens every play.
Yeah.
So
to some degree.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what I'm saying. Yeah, some people follow them so much easily. Like technically it violates the rule, but like you have to keep the game going.
Yeah, I think if they only call pass interference calls on like things that are like yes, definitely
like,
that impacted
they only
the
call
play
blatant.
A ton.
Yeah, that's
then
be, like,
sure.
Flagrant and blatant
but,
obvious.
But if you're calling it on like an average play where he just kinda like he held on the start of the play. And then the play didn't affect it at all. Or say it was on the other side of the field and the ball wasn't even thrown his way.
Yeah. They should make it so that you can only challenge if it had like a significant effect on the play or where the ball was placed.
Exactly.
If it was in like a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's to the receiver that the ball was thrown to.
Yeah. All right, moving back to basketball.
Yeah.
The Heat are reportedly willing to take on point guard John Wall if it means that they get Bradley Beal.
Okay, you know the funny
thing?
I know he's in a horrible contract, but it's not like John Wall's a kind of like...
It's a liability.
It's not like he's a liability.
Like, they're willing to take on John Wall. It's like, when he's healthy, he's like a top five point guard in the East. So you don't... It's not like something that's like a taboo. Or
and
awful.
That would be...
Plus,
really
it gives you John Wall, Bradley Beal, and
Wall.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. That would be a contender.
That's an awful locker room, though.
That's
yeah,
really
we're
a bad locker room.
Yeah.
You know,
it would look interesting.
John Wall. Because there was,
John
like, rumors that John
Wall... Stairs.
I guess the only... I think what they're trying to say is that John Wall didn't get along with Bradley Beal. They didn't like each other that much.
Probably.
He doesn't like reports.
Because Bradley Beal...
And then you'd be adding that to Jimmy Butler.
That's
like,
not...
That's nuclear.
That's just a... That's something waiting to happen.
Yeah.
That is something waiting to happen.
Our last news for the NBA, Anthony Bennett, one of the biggest busts of all time, Mr. G League, Mr. Cavalier, kind of chubby at points, you know, he got cut from a European team because it's Anthony Bennett. Supposedly he got better and he signs a non-guaranteed deal with the Rockets.
I guess it's
so
a nice story itself, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to do much, but, you know, worth a try.
Yeah. And Chris Paul is also now expected to stay with the Thunder as they're asking for a lot for him on his bad contract.
Yeah.
All right, so on to soccer. So.
Marcus Rashford signed a huge deal with Manchester United through 2023, and which makes him one of the highest earners of the club and earning way too much money. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Considering he only scored like 12 league goals last year or something.
He's kind of unproven. Sure, he has potential.
They've been just hinging that potential for a field too long, honestly.
Yeah.
He obviously still has it. I'm just saying that like they're just keep on trying to tell us like he's obviously going to be good, but I don't think he's going to be like some people comparing him with Mbappe early in his career. He doesn't have that same ceiling anymore. Especially as Mbappe's advanced and like won Young Player Awards and scored like 30 and was second in the Golden Boot this season behind Messi. But Rashford's still scoring like 12 league goals, so he's going to be a good player, but not elite or like world beating.
Yeah, and then the U.S. Women's National Team won the Women's World Cup, and they beat the Netherlands 2-0.
Yeah.
So that was a good story. For them, they broke a lot of records.
Champions, yeah. They broke a lot of records. It was a good team, a very controversial team as well.
Yeah.
It was a strong team, though. Yeah. They beat a Netherlands team, but the Netherlands keeper was played very good and won, was on the team of the tournament. Yeah, so it was a good team. They won it. They played really dominantly. They scored the most goals in a group stage, and it was a good story.
And then Neymar has apparently been offered to Madrid twice, and they have rejected both times. I'm assuming this is Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Real Madrid.
He's reportedly also been offered to other clubs, so I don't know how much of this is true. We don't know, but I don't know. It could be true because PSG could be getting desperate, honestly, with the stuff he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
He joined them in preseason now, but he did miss the first week.
And
although, to be fair to him, they were like they expected him to be there. Then the day after they were celebrating a Copa America win, like they literally won the whole tournament. So I think that was really unfair of him. So I think honestly, he deserved like the first days of stay. But yeah.
But recently Barcelona put in a $112 million bid, plus two players out of a 6-player pool.
Yeah.
For Neymar,
which included
so that
which is, yeah,
seems like a good deal that PSG.
I would probably take
should
it.
Take.
Yeah. I think the pool
if it is true.
Players like Rakitic, which is was a really good midfielder. He's also getting a little old. Samuel Umtiti is obviously a good, great center back. Who else? Yeah, and like Coutinho. Like I would.
I think Dembele was one of them.
And Dembele. I would definitely take it. Especially, I would probably take like Dembele and Umtiti. Just because they're both French. They live in Paris.
Yeah.
I don't know. If that deal is true, they probably would take it, considering all the drama he's given them and stuff. It could hurt their reputation, but that's a good deal.
And then,
Joao Felix joins Atletico Madrid for the fifth highest fee. It's up there. I think it's the second highest for a teenager in Mbappe, and he took Griezmann's number 7 before Griezmann even moved to Barcelona, which obviously confirmed that move.
And speaking of Griezmann, he went to Barcelona for $135 million. It was kind of seemed like a lot for Barcelona to pay for him, seeing that he was not the greatest of personalities at Atletico, but
yeah, I don't know. He's obviously a really good player. He just has some issues. Latest I saw, there were still some arguments about the price, but that's trouble for another day. For right now, they're paying $135 million. For a player, and if he plays as well as he did, like, for example, like, France and stuff, then they're getting their money's worth, and they're getting a really good front line, and replacing him for, like, Luis Suarez, who's getting older. So, yeah, it's a really interesting move after that long saga. I'm glad it's over with all those fake rumors, true rumors. That was really annoying.
Yeah, and Arjen Robben, the legend at Bayern Munich, retired.
Yeah, sad to see him go. You know, he was famous
one of the
for
greatest
cutting
at cutting
in.
Inside.
Yeah, cutting in on the from the right side in onto that famous left foot.
And you always knew it was happening,
yeah.
You just still couldn't stop it.
Yeah, he won a bunch of he won everywhere. He won in England with Chelsea, he won in Spain with Real Madrid, he won in Germany obviously with Bayern, and he also won treble, so he won the Champions League with Bayern. He did it all. And he also did well with the Netherlands. He was a very successful player. Originally he was trying to like sign, but obviously there probably wasn't a great market for him, so he just left the game.
I mean, he probably could have gone to, like, the Chinese Super League.
Yeah.
Because they take any washed-up player to get more revenue.
Or the MLS, but...
Yeah, or the MLS, but...
You just don't go to those places.
They're retirement home leagues.
Yeah. Exactly. And then PSG signed Ander Herrera.
That was a good move by PSG, I felt, especially after they lost Rabiot to Juventus. He's been making a lot of moves lately, also.
And then... Pogba's agent says he wants to leave Man United, which was pretty well known that he was unhappy at the club, and reportedly Real Madrid have offered Isco or Gareth Bale plus $90 million for Pogba, which I personally don't think is the best move for Real Madrid.
Neither do I.
Because... I mean, you have Luka Modric. He's denied all the rumors that he's going to leave. I mean, obviously, you never know, but he's won the Ballon d'Or. sure, he wasn't the greatest player after winning, but let's be honest, no one on Real Madrid showed up during that last season. So with this new revamped Real Madrid and a new coach that is proven, and we know he works well with these players.
Not new coach, but like
not new,
renewed
but
coach.
Renewed coach. I think Modric and Casemiro would be just fine.
Yeah, but Real Madrid at this point is desperate to get rid of Bale too.
Yeah, they really want to get rid of Bale.
Manchester United is still fighting to keep Pogba. Their manager literally said that he can, like, he's talking about Pogba's statement. He said he wanted a new challenge. He said he can probably offer the challenge there. Obviously, just a statement saying that he wants to keep Pogba. And shouldn't see what they do.
And then
also with United, Inter's bid $79 million for Lukaku.
I think that's way too much for a player who has never showed up against a quality team.
Yeah, but reportedly, that's still below United's window that they were hoping for. But honestly, I would take it.
I would take $79 million for Lukaku. He did not perform at all last season. He scores goals, but the 90% of the goals he's scored are against some of the worst teams in the league that he plays. So it's not really that great. Still, I mean, yes, he's a quality player. He's probably one of the on the slower end of strikers, but he's powerful. That's about it. And then James Rodriguez likely to join Atletico.
I've seen rumors both for Atletico Madrid and Napoli. Interesting to see where he signs. I hope Napoli, because he was already around Madrid, and Jojo on Atletico would be disgusting. So we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't think he'll join Atletico, seeing the love he's shown for Real, even after getting shipped out on loan and all that.
He did show some interest, though, so I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he joined.
Yeah.
Because he obviously likes the city.
Yeah, so, he does like the city.
And that's a very respectable team. I don't know. I might buy a jersey if you sign me.
And then Juventus signed Delight for, like,
86, 90, yeah.
I don't know.
It was high. Yeah, it was a good for the Ajax.
One of the highest rated young players.
Yeah, very highly touted from Ajax, their captain.
Yeah, he was a captain as a really young player, which shows that he's able to be a leader. Really solid defender, really great at putting in strong tackles.
Yeah, and you put him in Juve alongside the other veterans, especially defensive that they have, he'll only get better. That's a great move for him, and Juventus, although a lot of people have been like showing their dismay, mainly they've been Barcelona fans, to be honest with you, because
they're salty.
Yeah, if he went to Juventus or to Barca, he wouldn't be starting as a center back, probably. But I feel like he's going to get a chance to grow more at Juve. Okay. Yeah, so that was a great signing for them. Okay, so we're going to move on to MLB.
So, the London series between the Red Sox and the Yankees was...
About 3 weeks.
It's pretty old, but it's just...
We just wanted to highlight this.
Yeah. So, very, very questionable.
The Yankees
so-called
dominated
fans.
The Red Sox. It was
the Yankees just absolutely obliterated the Red Sox.
Yeah. The Red Sox pitching
those
was exposed.
Those balls were really juiced, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
They definitely, I mean, if you think about it, like, it's not a conspiracy theory. They're going to Europe to spread the game. Wouldn't you want more offense?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They want more offense, obviously.
Because
like,
there's not going to be
the
fans out there.
The field was smaller. It was 385 to center field, like, sent to, like, deepest point. Yet the ball still went over, like, 400. Like, the balls were, like, juiced. Like, I swear.
Or are the players juiced?
That's a good question.
Let's hope not. Anyway.
So at the London series, there was two things came out on Bleacher Report. One was of one guy who wore a Red
double
Sox
hat
and a Yankees hat at the same time.
It was a double hat. Yeah, it was a double hat. It was like one side Yankees, but it was like one thing. And then
and then there were shirts that was one side Yankees and one side Red Sox. It's messed up.
You don't do that.
Like, if it's like...
That's a rivalry. You don't do that.
could do that with any two other teams
exactly.
you want.
Yes.
But not the Red Sox.
Not
and the
rivalry.
It's
messed
just,
up.
It's not okay.
It's like putting a Barcelona jersey in around. No, you don't do that.
It
you
hurts me so much.
So messed up.
You don't even have to be a fan of either team to know that's messed up.
It's messed up.
It's
completely
no,
messed up.
You don't do that.
Like, this, I don't know if we should spend it. Spread the game to England because
they don't deserve it.
This is how they're
going to
treat it.
They don't deserve
it.
That's just wrong.
Put it in Spain.
Yeah.
Yankee. You don't do that.
You don't do this.
That's wrong. Anyway.
The Reds, if they do follow the playoff race, reportedly they could make first baseman Derek Dietrich and Yasiel Puig available to other teams at the trade deadline.
Those would be enticing prospects.
Yeah.
Dietrich
has
Dietrich
been
had
pretty
a
good.
Yasiel Puig is a big man.
He's had a revival year at first base. He had like 17 homers. He's been a bright spot for that Reds team.
Yeah, and Puig has been doing pretty well as well.
Exactly.
He excels in those shirtless uniforms.
They're not
sleeveless. Oh my, I can't.
Yeah, those.
Probably be fine with
it's too late.
They're
interesting.
I was thinking Jarrett Smith with the shirtless uniform.
Show up to that in a celebrity game.
Yeah, the Twins are expected to check offers on pitcher Trevor Bauer of the Indians, pitcher Marcus Stroman of the Blue Jays, and pitcher Madison Bumgarner of the San Francisco Giants.
Can't think. Give me a break.
They used to be the New York Giants of baseball.
So, thinking Mets.
Back in the day, so, you know.
Yeah. And Justin Verlander, who's a pitcher for someone.
The Houston Astros.
Yep. He said that the MLB is juicing the balls to try and basically just try
he
and get more people involved.
He says that
there are a lot less fans that will appreciate
that
a good pitching battle.
He says that as a pitcher, but he's probably right, nonetheless. See, I was saying thinking Mets because
I think they're juicing players and they're juicing the balls. They're trying to get so much.
I was also thinking Mets because, Pete Alonso won the home run derby.
Being out
Vladimir
Guerrero
Jr. Vladimir Guerrero, who broke
the record with 29 home runs.
For most home runs in a home run derby, he got 91 and still lost.
And I'm upset that he didn't play in the game I went to.
The Astros, Brewers, and Padres are all trying to get Noah Syndergaard, but the Mets reportedly need to be overwhelmed to trade Noah Syndergaard or Steven Matz.
Mets are a funny franchise.
Yeah.
The Mets are... They're a place.
They're funny. Well, they have a lot of good pitching. It's just they don't have anything.
They have
Pete
Alonso, McNeil, and that's it.
Yeah.
Bust up pitchers, and that's it.
Yeah. Ever since they kind of made that World Series back in 2015, they've kind of fallen off.
Yeah. The pieces are young, but they just have nothing else around them.
Hmm. They need hitting. They definitely.
They also made like some signs like Cano, and they tried to make them like work at like 30, like 8.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. They need to grow through their farm system.
Yep.
Yeah. Marcus Stroman, who we were talking about, the Twins being interested, he's also likely to be traded from the Blue Jays, who have been struggling, have been horrible ever since that Troy Tulowitzki got really old and all the stuff kind of fell down on him. So that happened. Also, sad news, Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs died last week.
Yeah.
Really sad news, but it was kind of a cool thing that the night the Angels remembered Skaggs, I think they all wore like his jersey or whatever.
Yeah,
or the 45.
They,
45 was in the back of the mound, kind of like Jose Fernandez. With
I think
the
it's still there.
I
saw it the last game.
Yeah, and they threw a combined no-hitter throughout the entire night, which is cool to see, seeing that he is a pitcher.
Yeah.
He was a pitcher.
I think Trout Coleman as well.
Yeah, there were a bunch of other cool stats about it, like facts about it.
They really showed out kind of for him, and it's really nice. So, All right.
That was his mom throw the first pitch. It was just a good Emirates day.
All right. Sorry we couldn't get to NHL and NFL and some CFB stuff today, but that's going to be it for Sports Report Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Sports Report Podcast, on Twitter at Sports Report Po 1. Thank you guys all for your support. We've been gone for a long time, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We'll be back next week. Consistency is back.
And we're both back from vacation.
Yes, so we'll be back. Thank you guys so much. We love you, and we'll be back then. Bye.